Yes. Hi. Good morning. Is this Nelson General Contractor?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. My name is Jan Beto, by the way, with Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Okay, great. Great to hear that. Well, I was actually hoping to speak with the person handling your online presence. Are you the owner of this business by chance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? Is this Samuel?
Sam. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice to meet you, Sam. So yeah, Sam, the reason for my phone call, you're a data service provider to Google. So we wanted to talk to you about having Nelson General Contractor listed on Google's first page under the categories of general contractors for construction work, home improvement, and handyman and carpentry services in general. So basically.
Hold on a second. I got a customer call. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Good morning. Yes. Yes, how you doing, Anthony? Oh, nothing. Oh, okay. No, I sent the estimate link to your phone. Okay. The material that we're gonna get. Cause you said you had the siding, correct? Okay. Okay. All right, that sounds good. All right, thank you. Okay, hello?
Yes, hello?
Let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah, sure.
Is this something that I gotta pay to be on Google?
You know, this is a service that we'd like to offer it to you. Only, of course, if you're open to getting clients that are searching in the area, because this is an open position and we're looking for one company to fill that in. Especially if you guys would be open to it. Have you been offered about something like this before?
Yeah, I have four businesses. I get calls from Google all the time about wanting me to pay to be on the first page of Google and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to figure out is that pretty much what this is?
Yes, you said you have four businesses apart from Nelson General Contract. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. Although the good thing about being listed on Google is. We want to make sure that we get you the best pricing possible for the services that we can offer you, because it really depends on several factors, right? And basically, it's also to make sure that we help you create your pipeline. And we're only offering this to someone, number one, who's not yet listed on the first page, and number two, someone that we see that has no negative reviews impacting whatsoever. And in your case, I think most of the reviews that you have been 5-star reviews, which is actually a good start for that. But just curious, have you been offered about something like this before? What made you decide?
I have my fitness company on Google.
Sorry, your fitness company on Google?
Yeah, my fitness company is on Google. But the way I got my fitness company on there, I never paid for Google. Google reached out to me and said that. This is some years ago. They reached out to me and said that, you know, we see you're like a newly company in the area, but you're doing really good. You have high reviews. You're pretty much in competition with like LA Fitness and all the other gyms around the area, and your name pops up a lot. So we want to offer you a chance to get on Google. And I asked them, I said, so how much does it cost? They said, we're basically going to complimentary put you on Google because of your reviews and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I never paid for Google for that company.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
What specific Google service would that be, sir? Because what we're doing is the local map section. You know, the map that pops up that shows a couple of businesses only. Because only a handful of businesses can.
Look up Gymstars Fitness LLC.
I'm sorry, Jess?
Gym, G-Y-M.
Okay.
Stars, S-T-A-R, Z as in zebra. Fitness.
Stars.
Stars with a Z, the zebra.
Uh-huh.
Fitness LLC.
And this is on the same location as you're at, King of Prussia.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't really work with fitness establishments, but let me see.
Oh, okay.
But just curious though, how long ago was this?
I mean, I had my company since 2016.
Okay.
Since 2016. So about a year in, I got a call from Google.
Okay, so yeah, I actually do see that Gymstars Fitness is indeed on that map section. Although we're mostly working with industries like for this one, for construction work, remodels, renovations, landscaping work, but not really for fitness. So I'm not sure what kind of offer you had with them. But in this case, this is an open position right now because we're going through a list of potential candidates who would be on, which is why we're reaching out to you on this.
Okay.
What's
the pricing on it?
Yeah, so like I said, the pricing depends on several factors, right? Like, for example, right now, how far is your reach for a new client? Like, how far would you be willing to go?
My standard is 15 miles.
15 miles, okay. And I believe you're doing this 1-5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Sam. Are these clients mostly residential, or you do commercial work equally?
Mostly residential, but occasionally commercial.
You can do commercial, okay. Now, quick question. Since we do specific programming, if given the chance, would you rather do more residential or more commercial? Like, which one do you think would be more profitable for you?
I mean, commercial is always more profitable, but there's more jobs in residential than commercial.
Okay, so mainly just more residential then.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, and I believe you've been in the business. Correct me if I'm wrong. 7 years, is that right?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of this business, or do you have a crew, a business partner?
No, I'm the owner.
Got it. So for like larger projects, you do have a couple of employees or helpers for this, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Got it. Now, since one of the things that we want to add value is our online exposure, right? I see that you already have a website. Is this still something that you're currently updating from time to time, or are you planning on getting a different website?
No. I have somebody that runs my website, a company, and nice. I just upload pictures and my reviews, like all the time, whenever I send them stuff.
Nice. Okay. Perfect. But so I guess everything looks good here, Sam. Now I guess I just want to know right now: are you still in a position to take on more business or more clients for your services?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So yeah, that's all we really wanted to check with you, and I think you'd be a good candidate for this open position, which is why your business information was recommended to us, right? As I'm seeing here. Mm-hmm. So, being that this is an exclusive listing, we're filling in on the area today, Sam. If we could get you clients, say, on a 15-mile radius, it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to be listed up there and get clients, right? You see value in a service like this?
Yeah. And as long as the numbers make sense, there's always a value.
The price. Yeah, well, that's what I was checking right now. Since you're already an established business, maybe we can sweeten up the deal for you with the established business rate, which we usually have as a promotion. But my regional pricing director, his name is John, he'll be able to confirm, clarify that, and then apply that rate reduction from me. So that would help out with the pricing. So let me go ahead and grab that for you, so that at least we'll be able to check that out and give you the details of how the service works, okay? So let me go ahead and grab that, John.
Yeah, I don't tell John before you. I don't need the whole spiel. I just need the price.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's actually what we're gonna provide you, because if it's affordable and reasonable, that's something that you would want, right? Special weekend for your results. Okay, perfect.
I would want because I'm gonna hear John out, but I have to send his estimates out too. So this is, you know what I mean. I'm trying to do this as quick as possible, make sure it makes sense. I'm not wasting time.
I understand. So yeah, I think
what's going on, you guys? I'm in here. I didn't want to cut you guys off there. Hi, Sam. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director. How you doing?
I'm doing good.